Where are you guys from now?
P1Site.com.
We're from P1Site.com. Okay. Yeah, we heard about you through the Mikey Show.
Okay, great.
Boss Rob is such a huge fan of yours.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Right on. You guys ready to rock?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
We've been wondering what Rob has been talking about this whole time as far as the world that is Wally World.
The world that is Wally World is I used to play that. I played that spot right over there. It used to be called the Notsum Flotsum when I was 9 years old, man. Playing this town since I was a kid, and now back then I did from like Bill Bailey, Won't You Please Come Home, to Foxy Lady, Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. But it's all original music, Wally World. This is Lauren Kofsky on the drums.
Hi, Lauren.
How you doing?
Good.
Jeff Moore on lead guitar, Phil Vanderwater on guitar, Ko Fukuda on bass, and I'm Wally Passett, better known as Wally World, lead vocals and lead guitar. You guys got a nice little website, huh?
Yes, we do.
Did you tap in and hear some of our stuff on the mytownrules.com?
No.
It's mytownrules.com and wwrocks.com. They've got some of our stuff, so if you want to add it on to this interview and stuff, it'd be pretty cool.
Oh, right on. Good. I'm glad we have it on tape. Because, Danny, did you Google Wally?
Yeah, we found you on MySpace.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, we had.
And we've got some stuff on YouTube. It glances on from... Actually, Lauren had his solo, was like really up in the ratings on YouTube, but we've got some stuff that was on YouTube that I actually sat in with Jeff Moore and the Witch Doctors, his band. So, you guys just going to talk in the background or come in for the interview?
I don't know if I got all day.
So, how long has Wally World been together as a band?
Well, Wally World actually used to be just me, Lauren, and Benny Petrilla, who's playing opening right now. But our band, with Wally World, Jeff Moore, Lauren Kofsky, Ko Fukuda, Phil Vanderwater, have been together for at least 5-6 years now. We went on tour to Japan and Korea.
Nice.
Stuff like that. It was pretty cool. So it was really good.
Really?
Any interesting stories from there?
Oh, so many. Blow your mind. He had to laugh. I was naked on a 747 on the way home.
No way.
Cigarette. Is that interesting enough for you?
Oh, yeah. Did you guys have a long night of sake? Because I know that sake...
No sake, but we got a couple bottles of vodka in Korea and put them in Avion bottles because they wouldn't serve us any booze. And somebody slipped me a couple Valiums on the way home, and
nice.
I was a little fucked up to mention talking about the rest. But it's all good, man. We're here to rock, you guys.
Yeah, you know, so tonight, are you guys playing all original songs?
All original. We got maybe one cop, or it's about three copies. Me and Jeff are going to slow it down in the middle, do a couple. Me and my old lady are going to actually do an extreme, and then me and Jeff got a Jose Feliciano. And at the very end, we're going to do a Beatles at the very end, but all the rest is all original.
Nice. Oh,
original.
Awesome.
But it's just for fun. We have a good time, you know.
Who writes all the songs, or do you guys, like, do it as a collaborative
I write a
effort?
Lot of them, and we collaborate. Me and Jeff Phillip right here, Phil Vanderwater, writes a lot of the stuff. Me and Lauren collaborated in. Cole, he hadn't done shit. No, I'm just kidding.
He's
showing
a lot. He's
just
kicked
out.
He's in on it, too, so it's all good, but...
So, have you seen more? Because we heard about you through the Mikey Morning Show.
Okay.
And so that, like, everybody in San Diego basically listens to that show.
Yeah.
So, have you guys noticed?
We got lucky. We're really stoked, you know. I'm going to throw this in the interview. We love Boston Rob. He'll be here tonight.
Awesome.
We love him. We love Mikey. Just the first time I ever called Mikey, I just went down on a whim. I thought Shannon Leader was still working at Rock 105.
Uh-huh.
And I went in on a whim, and he was burning the crap out of me. And I was like, he's like, sounds like you got out of a coma, dude. And, we went in, and after about 15 minutes, he's all, you know what? He's all, I'm sitting here ripping you a new asshole. And he goes, I've got the flyer in front of me. And he goes, you know what? I got to say something. He goes, you took some initiative. You came down here, and you pumped a band. He goes, I'm going to come check this show out. I'm sending somebody to check it out. So now they're talking about doing a documentary. I'm just stoked on anything they do for me. Cause
yeah, have you noticed?
I just want to get a tour with Maiden, and I'll be stoked.
Oh,
I can get
God.
One tour with Maiden and make some money out of it and come back. I never wanted to make it big in the rock business because I'd probably be dead if I did already.
Uh-huh.
So. But I just have fun, man. That's what I do, you know? That's
you,
what we're doing.
Have you guys noticed an increase
Jamie,
in the
following? Jamie, what's up, man? Excuse me. One second. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Take it.
Yeah, he's right here. We're doing an interview right now. Hold on.
I can't believe you have a recorder so I can interview Oliver.
I'm right here. I'm sorry.
You do.
Excuse me. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
What's your name now?
It's Quimby.
Quimby.
P1 Quimby.
Quimby?
Yes. And this is P1.
Yeah.
It's a special name.
You're
it's
right.
A long story.
Right. Can dig it.
So do you
hey,
guys...
Hey, Encinitas Locals, we got a song called D Street, man. It's all about surfing D Street down here. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
So, you guys
nice. So, I was going to ask, like, have you guys ever played, what other venues, like, do you guys play a lot around here? Do you ever play Lou's or a Belly Up?
We haven't done Lou's, man. I probably will, though, pretty soon. We played the Belly Up for Cut You Up. Friends of mine named Cut You Up.
Oh, yes, I've heard of them before. They're really good.
Yeah, they opened for Green Day and Blink-182, and they're really good friends of mine. Chris Cote, Brandon, and Amica. And they were really cool enough to let us come on and open for them. And, you know, we get together all the time, party a little bit. It's just a good, fun thing.
I'm trying to think of a question.
It's all for fun.
Okay. Do you have any other future plans for Wally World? Like, just, maybe an indie
my,
independent
my number
album?
One plan is to get Mikey
to do
and Rob and Sean and Ashley to get us an opener, man, for a major. Preferably a tour with Maiden. Right?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Right, Lauren?
Right on.
Tour with Maiden, baby.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Wally World!
Well, thank you guys for taking the time.
Thank you for coming and seeing us.
No, we're really, really excited to hear you play this evening.
You guys check it out. See if we can tape a little of the stuff. If not, go to that other website. Before you leave, get my number. I'll give you my number. Go to that website. Tell us how to get a hold of me, and I'll give you some of our material. Phil? Can we make a couple CDs for them if we get a chance for this website?
Absolutely.
Awesome. 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 We would love it.
Thanks,
do you guys do house parties ever?
Sure.
We'll do anything. Bar mitzvahs.
As long as you can take care of Jeff.
Quinceañeras.
He's one of the band. By the way, Jeff played with Aaron Neville for 3 years, man. The Neville brothers.
Oh, my gosh. That is rad.
It hits home, baby, you know?
Right on.
We're going to go get ready for the show, but it was fun hanging with you guys.
Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you for taking
thank
the time,
you guys
Wally.
For coming
you're the
up
best.
Saying hi. No problem,
thanks, brother.
My pleasure.
Right.
Anytime.
Thank you
we'll
so
We'll talk
much.
More in a while.
Okay,
right,
for Shizzle. That was awesome. He is awesome.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. That was so good.
He's ready for the show, though. I want to know what color his lip gloss is. It's good. It's liquid eyeliner, I know that for sure. Look at these, he has ass. Dude, this is. Wow. This is like deja vu. Do you remember the B-Rob interview with Wally?
Yeah. No, I remember when he first got on.
OMG.
Yeah.
He's wearing exactly what B-Rob said he was wearing. The acid wash jeans.
The jeans that he bleaches
and the makeup
his...
and everything.
Yep.
If we can get a post-interview.